Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Anytime that Nick Redfern writes a book, it's a special event. And over the years, since the PowerCast began, we've had many special events with Nick Redfern. So welcome back, Nick. Our guest co-host, by the way, is Kurt Collins. Nick, you're in the time travel this time.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We've been going through your book. It's called Time Travel, the Science and Science Fiction. But what made you, Nick Redfern, want to jump into the subject of time travel?
Well, I guess over the years, you know, you can find a lot of books out there in relation to time travel. And it's always been an interest of mine, you know, whether it's in the alleged real world, you know, or if it's in the world of entertainment, and sometimes it kind of blurs both sides. I think everybody, to some degree, wish they could travel in time, even if it was just once, you know, just sort of a go back to that girlfriend that you forgot or whatever, you know, if only, that kind of situation. And I think we all sort of can relate to that angle. And, of course, everybody says, well, sorry, you know, that was 15 years ago, and 15 years ago is gone. But then you have that big question, well, maybe that 15 years isn't gone. Maybe we're in a situation where time travel isn't just fiction. Rather, there really is, you know, an ability to travel through time. What I particularly like about writing a book like this is that there are so many different angles and theories to time travel. Otherwise, if it's just one story after another of this person thought they'd gone through time here and so on and so on, it gets a bit bland, repetitive. So I felt to present a story of time travel, but from some really alternative perspectives rather than just the average ones, you know.
Some of our earlier exposures to time travel go back to the H.G. Wells book from, 1895, The Time Machine, and also the movie version of that, which was in 1960 with Rod Taylor as a character named George.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've got to be honest, I only read the actual novel itself when I was probably, I think actually I read it at school, I think when I was about 14 or 15. But the Rod Taylor movies is a really good one. I mean, okay, it's not got the special effects of, you know, the 21st century, but it does have that kind of sense of kind of nostalgia, but also it's a well-done story and it's got a lot of atmosphere to it. And, of course, the one that came out, I think it was around about 10 years ago now, playing Guy Pearce in the same role that that Rod Taylor plays, which was okay, but, you know, it was kind of like the remake of Planet of the Apes. It's like, meh, you know. It's fascinating because you have this sort of crossover between time travel in the real world and also in the world of folklore and in fiction, and, you know, the places get blurred here, there and everywhere. And so we can learn if there is, you know, if there is some degree of time travel. Well, I think looking into the world of fiction as well is a good way to start as well, you know, to sort of put thoughts out there, you know, what about this? Is this feasible? And just rather than just, you know, some guy happened to go through time and then comes back and so on, you know, make it a bit more deeper, but also alternative. You know, there's a lot of things in the book that don't really appear in other books. You know, I've got things like The Men in Black and The Black-Eyed Children for a very strange reason. But you could make a good case, you know, that it's relevant to time travel. So, you know, so it won't be just, you know, circulated garbage or whatever.
You know, it's interesting how the character of H.G. Wells becomes an individual seen in different TV shows. Like there's a Canadian mystery, period mystery, goes back to like the late 19th, early 20th centuries, called Murdoch Mysteries, where H.G. Wells appears as a character a couple of times. We have Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, from the mid-1990s, and of course our friend Bryce Zabel was a supervising producer and script writer for the show for the first year. And then again, H.G. Wells comes. This time, he brings a serial murderer from the future, as opposed to the Time After Time movie, where he brings back Jack the Ripper from the past.
Yeah. Well, I think that one, the one where you've got Jack the Ripper, you know, coming to the future and to escape the past. I mean, that's like a really cool sort of scenario. And I guess in one sense, you could say, well, it's plausible because he never was caught, nobody got him, and the whole story is still sort of swamped in mystery. Now, of course, if somebody said to me, do I think he was a time traveler? No, I don't, personally. But from the perspective of, you know, watching the movie and getting some, you know, the imagery of, wow, you know, this is a potential theory, you know, putting it out there is sort of a fun thing to do. As long as, of course, you know, that we make sure for the reader or for the listener, etc., as long as we know which is which, you know. And, of course, because there is so much around, controversial, you know, surrounding time travel, we need to be careful as to, you know, what we want to believe, if only this could happen, can we go back? All of this, you know, is the kind of things that sort of that roll into all of this, you know.
Well, of course, the other scenario with time travel is not just going from the past to the future, but going from the future to the past to change a few things. And of course, there's so many shows that have done that. Most recently, we have a TV show on the CW called Legends of Tomorrow, where they take these grade B superheroes, they run around in a device called the Wave Rider, and of course the Wave Rider is capable of space travel and time travel. In a sense, it's like a TARDIS.
Well, I actually haven't seen that. I probably shouldn't say that.
Well, go ahead. But, I don't like it. I think it's just too jokey.
Okay.
It's as in that sense, I do think they're trying to be influenced by Doctor Who, but they don't have that kind of hero because all these second-rate superheroes are mostly just Earth people with a random power or two or some kind of special ability. It's not like Doctor who can be anyone, and obviously now until her stint ends this season is a woman.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I think, you know, when you brought up that issue of, you know, going back in time and things like that, I think that's sort of more the sort of more popular side to it, if you like. And I think that sort of appeals to people rather than going into the future. For example, you know, like I said at the beginning, you know, if you're going to go back in time, you know, make it something that you could change because it was like, damn, if only, if only, if only. And if we could do that, that would be great. But then you've got the, you know, the sort of classic famous scenario of like the grandfather syndrome.
Let's do our break with Nick And Kurt and Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Kirk Collins, our guest co-host, Nick Redfern, talking about time travel, the science and science fiction. And as we close out the last segment, he was talking about going back to the past, but then you have the grandfather phenomenon, which I presume we all know means that if you change something in the past, you mess up everything from then on.
Yeah, and that's the one sort of fairly persuasive scenario for time travel not being a viable scenario. For people who may not know the grandfather phenomenon or situation, it's basically, let's say, you go back 200 years into the past and you kill one of your relatives. Let's say your great-grandmother, something like that, or the grandfather. And so by doing that, you actually prevent your birth. So in that case, well, how can you come into the past, or not even born in the past, when you've actually gone back in time, you know? So you can't have, you know, your cake and eat it kind of thing. It's one or the other. So my view on all of this is that if there is a grandfather phenomenon, and of course that's theoretical as well, but if there is, and you go back in time and you alter something, either you get killed yourself or, you know, a relative gets killed and it changes everything, my view is that, well, either it can't happen, or if it can happen, then I would say this would sort of take us then down the angle of like multiple timelines, that sort of thing. In other words, is it theoretically possible that all at the time, everywhere, there could be timelines being altered here and there and everywhere, and we don't realize it, you know? So when you're looking outside of the fictional realm, so to speak, there are admittedly some issues that do make it problematic, and the grandfather scenario is without doubt the biggest one, more than any other, that, you know, you change things. Well, you're going to change what you did. If you come back, let's say there's been a nuclear war and it was all just down to you. Well, how could that happen? And so on. So, again, that's one of the reasons against time travel. But I've read, you know, so many non-fictional accounts from people who believe they've had some sort of time travel that makes me believe that there is some degree of time travel. I'm not saying, you know, we've all one day going to have the equivalent of a DeLorean, you know, and going back and seeing your mom when she was 16 or whatever. I don't think, you know, it's that sort of Hollywoodish situation. However, I've spoke to a lot of people who've said they didn't experience anything like that, but they did have like a really weird glitch in time where things kind of changed a little bit and then it was gone. And I do think there is some degree of, now which we can talk about, some examples of how there can be random strange events in the timeline, but it's not like sitting in your DeLorean, pressing 1955 and zoom away. I think if there is time travel or time ripples or whatever, I think it would have to be something perhaps more of a natural nature, you know, nature, you know, or something along those lines, rather than, you know, us just jumping in something and saying hi to somebody from 30th century, whatever. So.
Hey, you know, I wanted to bring this up because of what you said about the grandfather paradox. There's an author named Dr. Michael Masters. Don't know if you know him. He wrote a book called Identified Flying Objects, A Multidisciplinary Academic Approach to the UFO Phenomenon. And he says that we're being visited, the UFOs, from time travelers, but that the time stream is fixed. So whatever they do in the past is what's meant to be, which gets to be pretty complicated.
Yeah. Again, that is one of the more plausible scenarios, that let's say you go back in time to see JFK get shot, and then you go back. Well, and if somebody shows the Zapruder film, you're there because because you actually did do that. You know, in other words, if we're able to go back in time, there's a good argument to make that if you do go back, you won't be able to change things because it's already happened. So I think that in itself is also a possibility that things cannot change. You could go, if you go back, it's because you were a part of what happened anyway. You know, that sort of ties in with, like, fate. You know, the idea is that it's almost along the lines of, you know, you cannot change fate, you know, that kind of situation. And as I said, the only other way around from that would be you create another timeline. There's another Gene, there's another Nick, you know, that kind of thing. They're just on a different sort of different time dimension. And we just, you know, this version of Gene went this way and somebody else goes the other way. But again, you know, we are dealing with theoretical concepts that require, you know, some degree of science. But I mean, it's also really difficult to understand the science of genuine time travel, you know.
Hey, Nick, this is Kurt. So,
hey, Kurt.
Hey, part of your early part of the book discussed some of the scientific theories and some of the people that had been inspired by these stories and are actually doing research and, you know, at least theoretical work into it. So, you know, did you have any theories or you know, any discipline that maybe is you feel like anyone is on the right track or has made progress?
Well, you know, I think the people who've made these claims and things like this, the ones who've impressed me most of all by, you know, sitting in front of people and having a conversation and looking them in the eye, you know, you can get a lot out of that sort of situation. And what I found, the ones who come across the most plausible are those whose stories are actually quite simple. You know, I was going down the road and then the roads just looked, you know, they changed. The buildings looked 200 years old and there was a horse and cart.
Nick, Gene, Kurt, you're in
the Paracast. For
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal appeals court has granted a stay of President Biden's vaccine mandate as it also expresses concerns about the constitutional issues it raises. A 3-judge federal appeals court granting the stay on Saturday, which freezes the administration's vaccine mandate for those businesses with 100 workers or more, as there are a number of challenges court-wise that need to play out. The panel also noted its own grave constitutional concerns about the policy, that mandate, if the Biden administration gets its way, will take effect on the 4th of January. What caused a crowd at the Astroworld Music Festival in Houston to stampede on Friday night, killing 8 people, wounding over 300? Houston's mayor says they're going to find out as quickly as possible.
This remains and will be a very active investigation.
USA Radio News. Areas that observe daylight saving time have kissed it goodbye, with standard time returning overnight. With the economy doing better, it appears President Biden's approval rating is doing the same. It had been suffering for months because the economy was suffering. Here's our Brad Bernards.
The narrative may have changed Friday.
Thanks to the economic plan we put through in Congress earlier this year and a successful vaccine deployment, America continues to add jobs at a record pace.
Government data showed that the U.S. added 531,000 jobs in October.
The U.S. Navy christening a new ship, the USNS Harvey Milk, named in honor of the late politician and civil and human rights activist who served in the Navy during the Korean War as a diving officer. Milk was elected later to the San Francisco Board of Supervisors in 1977, becoming the first openly gay elected official in California. He was assassinated on November 27, 1978. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I was thinking here, you know, if you do that too often, your voice may become like Paul McCartney's at age 79, kind of rough and ready. So just be careful, Nick Redfern. Let's continue with your talk here about individuals having time anomalies where suddenly they're driving along a country road and the houses are 200 years old. Do I take it that way?
Yes. I've got 3 or 4 cases, actually more than that now, of people who've had really strange experiences, not because they have a particular interest or involvement in time travel. In most cases, it was random. As I said, you know, time looked as if it had changed. You know, the town you lived in, you look around and it's not what it used to be. But then you realize it looked just like as it was in, say, 1965 or something like that. And those are the ones that have sort of impressed me more than anything else, because they were just sort of black and white, no sensational situations, nothing like that, you know. I think it's those that are the more plausible ones. However, that doesn't really give us an answer as to how or why somebody can be suddenly tumbled into, you know, a world that is not the world for at least 5 or 10 minutes or something like that. And during that 5 or 10 minutes, you're feeling extremely weird, just your head spinning, because you realize that you are in your town, but not when it was your town. Things like that, I think, are the more plausible ones. The people who've got the really stretched out stories, you know, and I managed to speak to JFK and try to bring him back from getting shot, that kind of thing. Some of those stories, yeah, they're interesting stories, they're fun stories, but they're the least likely ones to be correct. or believable. For me, it's those are the more believable. But then again, maybe it is just possible for time travelers to come into the past, but they just have to be extremely careful as to what they do. You know, maybe the grandfather syndrome is a real thing, but if you've only got a relatively small number of time travelers going back into the past, well, maybe if they're really, really careful, they could go to Dealey Plaza not to get involved. You know, don't do something wrong that would change the lines. Just sit on the grassy knoll and watch and be really, really careful not to do anything wrong. I think you could get away with doing that and you wouldn't have the grandfather phenomenon, because the grandfather phenomenon basically requires something to go wrong to demonstrate how that works. Well, if you're really careful and you don't cause any problems, well, maybe nobody else would ever know, because you really did it easy and simple because you learned how to do it. You know, maybe there are hundreds of time travelers out there right now, but what they're doing, as well as, you know, sort of looking into the past, maybe they're sort of historians or something like that, but they're doing their expeditions or whatever you want to call it, they're doing it in a way that nothing's going to be changed. Now, of course, that somebody might just suddenly have a heart attack and the car goes off the road and hits you, you know, then you go into hospital and et cetera, et cetera. So there's all these different aspects and angles, and very much theoretical, but also, you know, very kind of, well, what if this, what if that, you know?
So I know that Gene was very interested in the section that related to the Philadelphia experiment.
Mm.
So I guess some people need a brief recap of that.
Well, I mean, the Philadelphia experiment story, that's one of my more interesting things to investigate. I've done quite a lot of research into that. But, you probably knew there was a but coming. If you look at the original story of the Philadelphia experiment, which began with this sort of strange, kind of creepy guy named Carlos Allende. And he claimed that he was on board an adjacent ship to the USS Eldridge, which was supposedly the one that was involved in the experiment. And Allende said that he knew of this experiment, which was supposedly it was like a stealth experiment. It was basically to find a way to sort of mask and shadow things like radar. So in other words, the Germans, the Japanese, they wouldn't be able to blast our ships or submarines out of the water, because they would be you know, in that sense, this wouldn't be literal invisibility, but we'd be talking, you know, about like a stealth type plane today. It wouldn't be picked up on radar or on magnetism, that kind of thing. And so the story went that the ship literally became invisible and some of the crew could see the water below them. You know, they could see the shape of the ship, but there was no ship. And one of the guys talked about how he had a grip onto the side of the ship because he had this horrible feeling there was nothing below him, but he could feel it, you know. And supposedly there are actually several of these experiments. They all failed, and some of the guys went crazy. Others died during the experiments. And supposedly it was shut down because they couldn't really figure out what the problems were. Now, at that time, with Carlos Allende, he told his story with Morris Jessop, one of the more well-known UFO researchers in the 50s. And Allende approached, what he did actually, he sent a copy of one of Jessop's books to the Navy. And there were all these annotations and things like this in the book. And this got the Navy interested. They were like, who's this guy sending all this information, you know, about these experiments? And Jessup, as a result, got to know about the experiment, the Philadelphia experiment, and the Navy brought him to interview him. But again, at that time, this was about like anti-gravity and invisibility. The story of the Philadelphia experiment being a time travel event really did not start until a lot later. I mean, if you look at, like, for example, you know, the books that were written, like, in the 60s and 70s and magazine articles, most of them are talking about invisibility. What sort of brought it over into a time travel aspect was this guy named Al Bielik, whose story essentially mirrors the 1984 movie, the Philadelphia Experiment, where you have some of the sailors going forward into time. But you don't really get much of that at all prior to the 1984 movie, which tells us a lot, you know.
That movie, I guess, was based pretty much originally on the Charles Berlitz book, The Philadelphia Experiment, from the late 70s. This is one of the books he wrote before he did the one on Roswell. And the reason I bring up Berlitz is because I knew him, and I was one of the technical advisors to that book, mostly by courtesy of the fact that the annotated version of M.K. Jessup's book, The Case for the UFO, with Carlos Allende's notations, was printed and made available as a volume for people in the UFO field to buy. And so I had a copy of it. We'll get more into this next with Nick,
oh, wow,
Jean, and Kurt. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So this is the annotated version of the case for the UFO. You can still get it on Amazon. I don't know whether Beckley put it out. I think Gray Barker did it originally. But the other thing about it that makes it all the more screwy is that Carlos Allende later came out saying, "I'm really Carl Allen, and I made it all up." You heard that, of course.
Yeah, yeah. But if you look into the stories, though, I think he knew something, or he heard of it, like scuttlebutt, you know, that kind of thing. I think he knew something, and he inserted himself into the story to some degree, and kind of like with Roswell, you know, you've got these people come forward. I saw the bodies out at Roswell, you know, in the desert. And these people, you know, some of them at least, turn out to be straightforward, nothing but liars, you know. However, you know, I mean, you get that in all aspects of these fields, you know, whether it's I shot Bigfoot, that kind of thing, you know. Well, let's see the body. Oh, well, it escaped, you know. It's kind of like that. But I do think he knew something. And I think what happened was that when Allende started annotating that book, the copy of Jessup's book, and then decided to send it into the Navy, and the Navy were then like, the hell's all this about, you know? Or maybe they did know and they were concerned as to who knew what was going on. I don't know. However, what I do think, though, is that if you look at the overall story, it's not really until the very late 70s, early 80s that time travel comes into it. Before that, it's like jumping dimensions and it's invisibility and guys dying. But it's really Al Bielik who had this amazingly crackpot story of time traveling. And then that rolled over like another decade later, you know, into the whole thing with Project Montauk, which for me, frankly, I think that's complete, absolute garbage.
I wanted to bring up one thing here just for listeners. The spiral-bound version of the case for the UFO, the annotated Vero edition with all the extra entries. Gray Barker published that back in 1973. I had a copy once, which I've since given away, and I wish I still had it. And the reason is that right now Amazon is selling it for $500 a copy. However, there is a paperback book that came out in 2012 that supposedly contains the same information, but it's only $39.95. So there you go.
I'll tell you what I got about 2 years ago. cost me $120, was the original sort of perfect edition of, you'll probably know this one, the Anna Genslinger book. Remember that one?
Not sure about that one, no.
Oh, well, Barker printed that, a woman named Anna Genslinger, and she wrote like a 150-page book, all on the book, on the experiment, and Barker printed that, and that's a good one.
Well, it's interesting about this, because as far as I can tell, this incident, whatever happened, would have been unknown except for Carl Allen exposing it, even though, you know, in this highly mythologized version. So that's one military leak that came from ufology, it sounds like.
Say that again, sorry.
Oh, that the Philadelphia experiment, we probably would have never heard of it except for basically a UFO nut.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's sort of, the main likelihood, I suppose. But, you know, if there is anything to it, even if it really was just a story of, like, a stealth radar and somebody used the word invisible, not really meaning invisible, you know, I still think something happened. And I think there could have been some deaths and there was a bizarre experiment. But like I said, I mean, if you watch the 1984 movie, which I thought was a really good movie, you know, but in saying that, you know, most things in that era did not sort of start to blow up with time travel claims and whatever. I mean, the Moore Berlitz book, that's more, you know, pretty much just based on dimensions and invisibility. You know, there's nothing in that book about, you know, sailors hiding out in 1984 USA or anything like that. That's largely, that's what, all of that really, you know, we've got Bielik to, quote, thank us for that.
Well, purely fiction was the movie The Final Countdown. And, you know, instead of, like, so many stories rely on a time machine, they just passed through, like, some sort of time storm and went back and fought a battle with the World War II Japanese era, World War II era Japanese Navy and planes. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah, I like that one. I saw that when I was a kid. I must have been about, I don't know, 10 or something or 9 or something. But I remember watching that, and, yeah, that was a good one. Well, I say it was a good one. I haven't seen it since then, so maybe from an adult position now. Maybe I'll be like, this is crap, you know.
Hey, you know what? I looked up the movie, The Philadelphia Experiment, confirming, yes, it was based on the Berlitz-Moore book from 1979. I guess in the same way Earth versus the Flying Saucers was based on a book by Major Kehoe. The movie, however, only grossed a little over $8 million. In any way we calculate movie revenue, it was a failure. Nancy Allen was a co-star, and we had some other people there that we later would know, like Glenn Morshower, who plays military people as a character actor nowadays. And what was his name? Michael, is it Perret? P-A-R-E.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michael Perret, who had some sort of career going for a while, but I think kind of sort of faded out.
They must have done okay. They made a sequel, I recall.
Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah.
So, so many sequels. It's a terrible film. It was just like, you know, classic situation. The first one that comes out is great, and then they do a sequel, and it's terrible. You know? But yeah, I mean, even to this day, that's still like, you know, sort of a culture, if you like, that still follows the whole Philadelphia experiment story. I don't know if you know this, but this is a really rare book, but not a book actually, but a publication that Bill Moore did. You know, when he did the, with Berlitz, he did the Philadelphia experiment in 79 or 80, whatever it was. But in 1984, Moore privately published a booklet which provided the reader with all the information that had come from 79, 80, up to when the movie came in 84. Most people have never even seen that. And that's got, like, bunches of names and military people and things like this. And I actually looked up some of these names because some of them were kind of strange names. And I found them, you know, in the military roster and so on. So if anybody wants to look further into this, Moore's 1984 booklet, right, not the 1979 book, that one is filled with nuggets of material that you could take it in all sorts of directions.
The other thing I worry about when it comes to William Moore is how credible he is in light of the MJ-12 documents and such, his later admissions. But that's interesting, of course, about that book. I also looked up Michael Paré as his acting career, and I have not heard of anything he's done. But if you look at his credits, this guy is constantly, constantly working at unknown movies, to be sure. But the guy is a working actor. He's got zillions of projects going on. So, you know, good for him.
Yeah, I guess if you're an actor, you got to do that. Like we with books, you got to keep going.
That's how it is. Let's get beyond the Philadelphia experiment because it's something that we're never going to resolve. But looking over everything, obviously we know where it goes in terms of sci-fi. In terms of the practical universe, in terms of the possible connection with UFOs, maybe we should move a little more into that direction because of the kind of show this is, and that is what kind of reality are we dealing with, and let's look at various time anomalies. We have Nick Redfern. The book is Time Travel, the Science and Science Fiction, but we're focusing more on the science now. With Kurt and Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.